5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's this competition which is constantly raging, and it's certainly going on right now. There are all these organizations always interested in more market share, increasing market share, getting more margin, just dominating the competition, all of those things. But the competition that I'm referring to, it's not a company trying to get some far away version of market share. The competition I'm talking about is the one that is raging right now for you. These companies are interested in you. They want their market share, but they want shares of what you have to offer, what they can extract from you. They want a share of your wallet. They're interested in having you purchase new, having you purchase different, having you purchase better. They want to upgrade. They want you to subscribe. As if there's one thing that's better than a one-time purchase, it is a lifelong customer, somebody that pays them on a monthly basis. So it's certainly not a surprise that there are all these new kind of subscription services that are out there, as opposed to selling you a dollar, a song that costs a dollar. They would rather have you sign up for a service that costs $15 a month and does that into perpetuity. And they're also going to be hoping and betting that you're just going to let that ride and that you're never going to stop paying it, even if you stop using it. Because if you stop using it, they're not going to send you an alert or ask you a question like, hey, notice you haven't logged in. Are you sure you want to keep paying for this? No, they're probably not going to be doing that. So have to be worried about that, have to be concerned for that. But more so than that, they also want a share of the space in between your ears. They want a share of your headspace. Yeah, they want your money, but they also really want your attention. We live in this attention economy where we didn't realize they did that we were in fact the product. Not so much the products that they're selling, they realize that we are the product that they can extract resources from. Your attention, your likes, your clicks, your subscriptions, your surprise, your sadness, your outrage. And of course, they're interested in taking your time as well. And those are our most valuable resources. Your MVRs, your most valuable resources, are time, energy, attention, and money. And if we are not good stewards of those things, well, they will happily make those decisions on your behalf regarding where and how those resources are best be allocated. So, and they're awesome at it. They are really good at extracting those resources from us. In 1654, a very, very, very bright human being named Blaise Pascal, Blaise recognized this problem way before algorithms were a thing, way before notifications, way before there's this timeline you could just infinitely scroll and you would never find or reach the bottom of it. I wonder, is there a bottom to it? If you scroll indefinitely for an indefinite amount of time, will you eventually run out of content to consume? Probably not. Because I believe content is being created at a clip far faster than even the most effective scrollers can sort of sort through and mind-numbingly sort of stare at. And I'm guilty of that too. So I'm not saying I'm way better at this than anybody else, but I am saying that this is something that I've noticed, and I would like to alert you to it as well so you can make your own decisions about it. So anyway, Blaise Pascal, he wrote, "All of humanity's problems stem from the inability to sit quietly in a room alone. All of humanity's problems stem from a person's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." I always enjoyed that. I think it's so true, so prescient. And again, this was from the 17th century, 1654, he wrote that. So, I mean, it was as prescient today as it was back then. I mean, it's pretty wild to think that, 370 years ago, that was something that people were thinking about. Like, look at that. This person would rather consume anything else than just to be able to sit quietly in a room by oneself. The idea that our heads are the scariest places in the world, and I would rather retreat from just being alone in my own head to busying myself and occupying myself with literally anything else. Now, what that was in 1654, I don't know, honestly. But certainly today, imagine if Pascal were to see what it is that we are contending and grappling with today. I imagine that his head would absolutely explode compared to what he was observing 372 years ago. So as technology and complexity have expanded and evolved, we have tried to respond to it. In this battle or this game, this competition that I'm talking about, this cat and mouse game between the person who's interested in extracting my resources and me, who's interested in either holding on to them or deciding myself independently how I want to allocate them. Human beings wanted more space. We wanted more space, so we built bigger houses. Okay? But that actually isn't what we need more room for. We need more headspace. We need more headspace. I don't need more just space to put more stuff in. I need more headspace. And Blaise Pascal, he understood that. He was pointing to the value of contemplation. He was thinking about the value of stillness. That doesn't mean sitting slack-jawed in front of my TV watching Netflix incessantly. It's just being comfortable being just alone by myself. The necessity of being able to ruminate on a subject, not in a negative way, not in a doom-scrolly kind of a way, but just kicking things around before we take action on things, having a little bit of blank space. He understood that that's something that we need. We need that blank space. I need blank space in my calendar. If I'm just going from one thing to the next, that is equal parts soul-crushing, but also really bad for our mental health and just all of it. Bad for my mood, bad for the vibe. So I need that blank space in my calendar. I need some time in between engagements, in between my meetings. I need some blank space in between the inputs coming towards me, that deluge of just more stuff, more images, more whatever, more. Because if we don't have that space, I don't think that there's any room for judgment or discernment. And when we don't have the ability to discern or make good judgment calls and value judgments, then we're losing a little bit of agency. Then we're just kind of jacked right into it, and it's sort of just flowing through us as opposed to something coming to me and me making an assessment as to whether or not it's something I want to act on or give resources to.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like you're in a blender, just getting shaken up. There's a giant. I'm living inside this jar, and this giant just comes along. It's like I'm in a snow globe, and I get shaken up. And now it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what just happened. I'm just, I don't know where is up or where is down or whatever. You sort of get the idea. So, is that real? Is that really what we're doing? Are we really sort of letting the tail aggressively and sort of painfully wag the dog? I think that we are. We're extremely distracted. We have very, 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 very low attention span. It's just constant new shiny objects smashing us in the face all the time. We're medicated. A lot of pills, a lot of magic bullets that we are attempting, or magic pills as it would be, to solve the problems that we are experiencing, that are happening to us, that were sort of created to provide the solution to. We're stressed. We're anxious. Way too many of us are broke. We're not healthy. We're alone. We feel lonely. Yuck. So those things, I believe, are evidence that the way that we are currently interacting with headspace, with attention, with time, with energy, with money, we're not doing it great. There's room for improvement. We can get better at this. And I'm not saying that we're losing. I'm not saying you're losing. I'm not calling you a loser, although I certainly feel like I'm losing a lot of the time, and I do occasionally feel like a loser. That's not true. We are getting our butts kicked. There it is. We are getting our butts kicked. We're getting technology and whatever else, whatever you want to call it. Modern living is eating our lunch. It's kicking our butts. So everything. I just don't think that more is the answer. And I don't think that you think that more is the answer either. But that is, again, we're trying to give ourselves more space, more bandwidth, so that I can continue to accumulate and consume and allow in. But that's not it. It's not more content. It's not a bigger closet so I can put more stuff in it. It's not more commitments. It's not more notifications. It's not more hustle. It's not more noise. It's not more meetings. It's not more. At some point, I think it's prudent. We have to put down the metaphorical fork and knife. We have to push ourselves back from the metaphorical table, because I'm stuffed. I can't possibly eat another bite, even though it's so good. That rage and the concern and the surprise that X gives me, whew, delicious. The delicious food that I put in my mouth, delivered by Grubhub or DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever, whew, that sure is good, but I don't need to eat anymore. And I don't think I need to take on any more commitments right now. I already have a lot. It's not because food is bad. It's not because these things are necessarily bad, but because overconsumption and overeating is always bad. It's always bad. So I submit to you? Is the answer more? Or maybe the answer isn't more. Maybe the answer is less. Less commitments, less social media, fewer apps, less screen time, less mindless consumption. Get in there. But here's the key. I'm not talking about deprivation. I'm not talking about taking a vow of poverty or swearing off your favorite things. But I'm talking about discernment. The answer isn't less of everything. It's definitely not more of everything either. The answer is, it's just right. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Optimal. Optimal means as good as possible. So it's not the best thing in the whole world, and it's not me just doing everything right all the time. It's finding out what is the best that it could be, as good as possible, optimal, just right, just right. Remember Goldilocks, too hot, too cold, too hard, too soft, just right. That's what we're looking for. More of the right things, less of the wrong ones. And that's the work, to suss out what those right things are and to invite more in or to protect those right things and to get rid of the wrong things or to do less of them. The work, that just means it's a practice. That just means it's not ever done. It is a process for making those kinds of considerations or decisions. And to be ruthless with how you administer them, which means it must be done continually. It's not spring cleaning once a year or once every 10 years. It's not every occasional, you know, it's not every once in a while I'm going to revisit these things and trim the fat or separate the wheat from the chaff kind of a thing. How do you do that? Well, here's the good news. It's slightly self-serving, but not really. If this resonates with you, if what I've been talking about resonates with you, if you feel like you are doing too much, constantly looking for more, I built something exactly for this problem. It's called the Meaningful Few. It's called the Meaningful Few. It's based on Pareto's work, Pareto from the famous 80-20 rule, telling us that 80% of the results are going to come from 20% of the actions or inputs. So those are of value, the 20%. Well, he also talked about this idea of the meaningful few versus the trivial many. The trivial many are the universe of things that we could engage in. The universe of things I can give my most valuable resources to. But he knew that there are only a few meaningful few things that really deserve your resources, your time, attention, energy, and money. So how do you figure out what yours are? And then how do you protect and build structure around making sure that we are executing faithfully on our meaningful few versus getting lost and caught up too frequently in the trivial many? It's not any kind of an infinity war where I'm trying to get you to be perfect all the time. It's just getting better at it. It's finding that just right. So I wrote a book. It's called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. There's a lot of tools and resources. There's a course that you can take advantage of. There are some assessments. There are lots of tools and resources. There is a mastermind group that we're going to be kicking off really soon. I'm excited about it. And they're just designed to help you reclaim your headspace. Take back your most valuable resources, your MVRs, to live more intentionally and hopefully, ideally, a more contented life. It's not by doing more, but by choosing better. You and I don't need more space in our lives. We need fewer things taking it. What I'm really talking about, as always, is doing your part by doing your best.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you fly Emirates on business, you can relax from the start. You get a complimentary chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to the airport. Then when you land, your chauffeur will be ready to take you wherever you want to go. It's exclusive for Emirates First and Business Class travellers. And with world-class service in the Emirates Lounge and exceptional comfort on board, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.